you.
Good afternoon. Welcome to our service. I'm so grateful being here and grateful to be a pastor of this church. And so thankful because getting colder. So I don't like heat. I don't like hot. You see the three persimmons over here? It's one of my Japanese services girl gave to me this morning as a dessert for me. But before I eat them all, I'm going to show them as a sign of autumn. This is the autumn of Japan. I like this color and form. You know, the persimmon is not sweet, originally. Do you know that? Persimmon is not sweet. You cannot eat. But you have to take out the some bitterness. Use alcohol or some chemicals and... there are some tricks, but if you take up the bitterness, this fruit gets so sweet. Yeah. It's like a human being. You know, we are probably looks okay, but if somebody bites you, your bitterness in your heart, right? It's a sin, you know. We are full of bitter. But once we saved, Jesus Christ took out our bitterness, we become so sweet. Right? Amen? Amen. So let's open the Bible this afternoon. I'd like to preach from the most famous prayer in the world. That is the Lord's Prayer. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. It's also printed on your bulletin. The title is The Prayer for the Kingdom. I was wondering if what kind of... word have to put between prayer and the kingdom. Prayer in the kingdom or of the kingdom or at the kingdom. I don't know. On the kingdom. So I put four. But I don't know which is particular. But you may find the answer. Let's read from verse 9. This is then how you should pray. Our Father is Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Amen. As you know, this year, Pastor Chris and I been preached about the kingdom of God. And most of the Sundays we preach from the same scriptures, but we use the same scripture. There's outlines, sometimes so similar, but sometimes different. We didn't discuss about the outlines, but we just use the same scripture. And I personally so grateful God gave this theme for me to think about more about the kingdom of God. Because the kingdom of God is the main theme Jesus told us. And the kingdom of God, Jesus came to the earth to brought the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven here. But as a pastor, as a teacher, through this 1 year study, I realized that I do not know enough about the kingdom of God. So I found many new truths and secrets teaching about the kingdom of God. That's why I'm thankful to God. God gave me to this topic, and also Pastor Chris too. Although I don't have enough time to explain everything I received this year, but through this sermon, I want to show some of the secrets I received the 1 year study about the Bible, the kingdom of God. And this is the prayer for the kingdom of God or in the kingdom of God or at the kingdom of God. And this is the prayer of the kingdom of God. And when as we study this prayer, we can learn more about the kingdom of God. This is true. Of course, I preached from this prayer, this scripture, many times maybe, and you learn Lord's Prayer probably every day or every morning. I do pray this prayer when I finish the morning prayer. Probably some of you have the same custom. Because when I finish my prayer, I feel something left, you know. Probably I did not pray enough. So when I pray this prayer, I feel okay, you know, because this is the prayer, the perfect prayer, so it includes everything. But if that is not the right motivation to pray this prayer, though. However, if we pray this prayer from our heart, you know, from our deepest heart of a prayer, deepest part of a heart, we can pray enough, or we can pray particularly. So let's look at this prayer. The first one, Jesus said, "Our Father." Our Father. It's very usual, our Father. When we pray, we call our Father. But Jesus was the first person, probably as a Jew or as a human being, call the Creator Father. Because the Jews did not call their own God Father, because it feels something insult, you know. In the Ten Commandments, you should not call your God's name frequently, or, you know. So the Jews did not call their own God's name. They call their own God's name. They call Adonai. Adonai is not the name of their God. But they did not insult their own God, so they use a different name, Adonai. So which shows that for the Jews, God is so far, you know, so foreign. It's too far, they cannot reach out. So they, for them, if once they call their God Father,
It's what? What do you think? What do you think about that? But Jesus called the God, their own God, Lord, Father. So this is historical moment for the Jews, and historical moment for all the beings, for human beings. Jesus said, you can call your own God Father. Why? Because He is your true Father. And no one else. We have our physical fathers, but our true Father is the Father in heaven. He's the only one you can call Father. What the Father means? Strong, severe Father, beat you? No. The Father drawn in the story of the prodigal son, right? That's the Father. He loves His sons and daughters. He's waiting for coming back His home. Once the sons and daughter came back, He threw out the past, what happened. He grabbed His sons and daughters and have a feast. That's the Father. That's the Father of you. So Jesus told us who your God is. What the kind of person, what kind of God He is. The one word. Pater, the Greek. And in the Greek, not our first. In Greek, Pater, Hemon. Pater is Father. Hemon is ours. So, of course, Jesus used Aramaic. It's not Greek, but the word order is almost the same. So Jesus said, Father, Papa, this is the first word of this prayer. You pray to your own Father. You call your own Father. Not your boss, but our God is the king of this kingdom, right? He's the king. He is the king. We have to bow down, and we cannot see the face. We cannot say one word to Him. If we say we see His face directly, a severe king, he'll kill you. That's what happened in Edo era in Japan. You cannot see the higher authority. You cannot see even the emperor or kings. You cannot see. But this king is not the king, is not the ruler. He's the creator of this whole universe, whole kingdom. At most, he is the one, special, far away. And He has all authority in His hands. He can kill you, He can delete you, He can erase you at once. But He said, I'm your Father. Wow! What a grateful God. I can preach this one word for 1 hour longer. But we have to go. Jesus said, our Father. This is very important. Jesus said, our Father. Not I said. Jesus said. What means Jesus said, our Father? He's the Father of me and He's the Father of you. Which means me and you are bro. Right? Brothers and sisters. Guys, we have same father. We have whole family. We're brothers and sisters. Who said that? Jesus Christ said so. Now me, Jesus, the Son of God, said so. Amen. Our Father, Jesus said, me and you, bro. He is the Son of God. I'm a dust of this earth. I'm a sinful man, bitter, bitter persimmon. Nobody can eat. But why he can say, me and you are bro? Because he died for us, right? Jesus died for us. Jesus cleansed our sins. He changed our lives. He brought us here. He brought us into his kingdom and say, me and you are bro. Hey, let's eat together. Let's play. Let's go wherever you want to go. I'll come with you. Why don't you do that? I'll support you. He goes, I'm your bro. Jesus said, our Father. These two words are very important. And this shows the character of this kingdom. This kingdom, this kingdom's king is our Father. Although he's a king, he's a creator, he's a ruler, but he's a Father. Our Father rules this kingdom. We are not the citizens. We are the sons and daughters. And Jesus Christ is in this kingdom and right next to you. And holds your hand, arms, shoulders. Hey, bro, what's up today? Jesus never leaves you. Jesus is with you all the time. Our Father in heaven. God is in heaven, not on earth. He's in heaven. What in heaven means? What do you think in heaven? Far away, over the universe, far, far. What do you image in heaven? No. In heaven means everything. Here, there, over here, in here, every single cell, everywhere. Our Father in heaven. Deep in the water, high in the sky, in your eyes, in your stomach, fingers, in heaven means everything. All over the place, beyond some physical stuff, in spirit era, you know, which means there is no area, no places this Father doesn't be. Is that correct? No matter where you go, our Father is there. The scientists are looking for the smallest things. They are looking for smallest things. You know, it takes about many scholars, scientists, and they finally find a small thing. And this thing makes it's just a thing. And make it heavy or moves, I don't know. And this things, you know, we can find the small thing, but this thing, something, how can I say, is made of something. You know, right? If you find something, which means this thing's made of something. Something and something, something. You know, smaller, 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 smaller. I don't know where the smallest. So where do we reach It's God. Finally, you'll find God. If you go over this galaxy, next galaxy, over the universe, where do you go? What do you find over there? It's God. In heaven means that. You cannot escape from God. Everything is full of God. So our heaven, our Father is everything, belongs everything. So we pray, our Father, it's not far, right here, in here. In here, in there. So everything's just a Father. A gracious Father, a lovely Father who loves us, even give His own Son. So we are surrounded by God. We surrounded our Father. To that God, what's the first prayer? What is the first prayer? Very important. What do you pray when you start praying? When did you pray this morning? What was your first prayer? Is this your first prayer? What Jesus taught, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. What the hallowed mean? In Greek, hagiasteto, hagia means holy. Holy means separated, different. Holy means separated. So this prayer means separated your name as a holy name. This is the first prayer that Jesus taught us. This, our Father's name has to be the name of God, the only God. It's not the part of the others, not same as the others. This is the God, the only one God. Hallowed, be separated, and worshipped, exalted. Because our God is the Creator, God is the Father, God loves us. So this name has to be hallowed, be holy. This is Jesus' prayer, and this has to be the prayer for us, and this has to be the prayer for the people of the kingdom of God. So I have to repent myself. As I said, I pray the Lord's Prayer for the end of my morning prayer. I should pray this prayer as the beginning of my prayer, and I should say, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be your name. Your name has to be put the correct place. You know, this is the meaning. Not there, not here. Your name, the Lord, has to be this place. He's the only God. Not me. So this prayer means also we pray, hallowed be my name. You know. We pray for us, right? Which means hallowed be, not hallowed, but our name has to be put the right place. We are not respected, we are not rewarded, Lord, I mistreated. They do not treat me as a correct person. Lord, put your name on me You know, this is our prayer. We want to try my name's put on the correct place. Of course, we can pray for that, but we pray that we should pray that prayer after this prayer. But once we pray this prayer, we forget our prayer. If our God's name, hallowed, be holy, that's enough. Although our names are not hallowed, or our name, or me, or we are not treated well, not paid well, or respected, that's fine. Okay. However, our God's name has to be hallowed. Our God has to be worshipped. Our God has to be exalted, not me, not others, only He. And then Jesus said, your kingdom come. Not my kingdom, not your kingdom, God's kingdom. God's rule, God's love rules. This Father's kingdom come. This is the prayer we have to think most. Because we are trying to build our own kingdom. Not kingdom, our country. Because we want to fulfill our will. We want to build our kingdom. This place, this family, the working place and schools, we want to build our own kingdom. What the kingdom means? I'm the God or goddess. I'm the God of this place. I'm the hero. I'm the heroine. I'm the center of this place. This is the sin. This is the sin that we have. Who has to be the center of your kingdom? God, our Father. He has to be in our own kingdom. That's why Jesus said, your kingdom come. Lord, come into our kingdom, my kingdom, and be a king for me. You are the center of our lives. You are the center of today. You are the king of this family, of my working place or school, wherever I go. Not you and not you and not me. God is the king. His name has to be hallowed. And what? Your will be done. Your will be done. God's will, not my will. Not my dream, not my desire, not my will, not my plan. God's plan. God's plan has to be done. We pray every morning, Lord, lead and give us protection and give us guidance. But what we think is our plans. You know, I'll do this and this and this. Yeah. We always think about my plans, our plans. Of course, we have to do what we have to do, but we have to pray His will has to be done in our plans. This is very important. Not my will, not our wills. God's will has to be done. Because His will is done in heaven, so His will has to be done on earth, right here. Brothers and sisters, I won't go farther. Maybe I'm too excited, so preach too long. However, remember that. These three prayers are the prayer for kingdom, prayer in kingdom of God, of the kingdom of God. And let's pray these three prayers, or others too, the Lord's Prayer every morning, and think about, not just say, you know, not just like a ritual words, you know, that's like a routine prayer. It's deep. His prayers are so deep, so important, so significant. So when we pray, even start the first word, our. Our, what the our means? Father, what the Father means? In heaven, wow, what in heaven means? Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, not my kingdom. Your will be done, not my will be done. When we pray this prayer in our with our heart, with a you know, from our deep from our heart, kingdom God will come upon your will, your life. Your life will be changed. Your day will be changed. Because God will lead you. God will be the king. And not you, but God's name will be glorified. When you finish your day, you can pray this same prayer with a thankful heart. Let's pray. Let's pray Lord's Prayer. Is this NIV version? All right, let's pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Amen.